Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I really am. It is Monday, July the 11th. If it's 5 o'clock in the morning, good morning! Or maybe you're just getting home. You're listening to me on 1340 AM. I love the music they play on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And at the end of our hour together, a little before 6, we play Joey English music. which I also like. That makes me kind of happy. And then at 8 o'clock, switch over to the other iVox station. That's 920 AM where I started 26 years ago. Or 99.1 FM and listen to, the Joey English Show. Maybe you need a website again. You need a phone number. You didn't hear all of the interview you wanted. You fell asleep. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we're through, Rick and Denny post everything to joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Please friend me. Okay, have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, July 11th is also National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. I guess we all can find some lonely person and cheer them up. Joshua Tree Gallery is featuring the artistry of Stephen Gladden's online as well as in the gallery. Go to highdesertculturalcenter.org. Heather James, in honor of Pride, is presenting A Different Lens, in honor of Pride Month, of course, 45188 Portola Avenue, heatherjamesgallery.com. Melissa Morgan is presenting A Family Legacy of Three Painters, Ed, Andy, and Kelly. And the gallery summer hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert, Melissa Morgan, fineart.com. Okay, let's play legendaries for a new week. The legendary Wink Martindale presents Vintage Visits with Bing Crosby, and he's going to do it 2 days this week. So be sure to go to KWXY, that's 1340 AM or 92.3 AM from 1 to 3 today, and hear the legendary Wink Martindale, and his website is winkmartindale.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. But we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry.
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat, and you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get,
are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, let's say hello, my Restaurant of the Week. Restaurants of the Week. You're a chain.
Almost.
Almost, huh?
Almost. I don't know how many restaurants you have to have to be,
A chain.
That's but they're all very different, so it's definitely not a chain.
No, oh, that's true. When you think of a chain, you kind of think of cookie cutters.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who this is, Joey Pals? This is the voice of Willie Rhine.
Hi,
yay.
Hi, Joey.
How many years do we... When did you have the theater?
About 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time
so
I started radio.
Yes.
What was the name of it?
Top Hat Playhouse. It was on Arenas Road.
Yes.
100-seat theater. My most favorite show, my most favorite production was... Thank goodness that we didn't really... Or thank goodness there wasn't too many rules that were enforced, because for that particular show, we had 120 people in the audience, 32 people on the stage, and it was insanely good.
It was
a lot of fun. Sometimes, yeah. I liked theater.
But restaurant business is very dramatic.
Well, now I get to say I actually get paid for running the show. So I didn't make any money at Top Hat Playhouse.
But you were so good at it, and you took lemons and made lemonade. I remember how that ended.
You know, it's all pretty much the same. I equate the restaurant business to being very much like theater. You put all the right people in the right place, and you got a show. Exactly. We're performing every night. Everybody has to put on their happy face and make everyone else that's coming, our guests, happy. So
I agree.
Very similar.
I agree. And you're the master at it. And besides, everybody knows 849, 1501, and Willie's in Rancho Mirage. I mean, you do the catering.
We do. We just did a couple of events. We did the 4th of July event for AAP, and then we did a last-minute corporate event for Indio Auto Group at a beautiful location up in Joshua Tree. So even in the heat of the summer, July, we're still super busy.
Do you go to all those events?
I do. I try to. That's my passion. I like to, again, it's about putting all the right pieces together, and I'm very much hands-on. Some people say I'm very controlling, but someone's got to be in charge.
Yes. I always say, because I get accused of the same thing, don't say anything bad, you guys. I like controlling all the variables because stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
Bad stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So control all that you can of the footprint, for lack of a better word, and then go to your own party.
There you go.
You always go to your own party. Do you help pick all the food, the decorations? How involved do you get?
Well, the client starts with me. The catering, all the catering goes through me. So I definitely try to steer people in the right direction, but ultimately the client makes the choices. If we're doing a cooperative or a donated or greatly discounted event like the one we did for 4th of July, then they sort of give me a few guidelines, and then we just make it happen. It's very important, even when we're doing a discounted event, I want it to look top-notch.
Exactly.
I want it to look the best.
Whatever the budget.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll go above and beyond. We have a great inventory of tables, chairs, linens, and we bring out all the best for it, regardless of what they're paying.
Okay, let's go east to west today. Tell me what's going on at Willie's.
Willie's, well, we're closed on Monday and Tuesday. We're closed tonight, so don't come out tonight. We are open Sunday through
Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you, I had to think.
You went backwards on me. I was going to go Wednesday through Sunday, but good.
Okay, Wednesday through Sunday. We're open. We're serving our summer menu, which people are loving. It's three courses for $49.
Oh, you started that.
I did. Many years ago.
I remember
Piero's
that. Piero's Aquapazza. You're
yes.
so right.
Yes.
Three courses,
$49. Again, we got to try and fill. Going back to the theater, we got to get seats and butts. Mm-hmm. Butts and seats.
Butts in the seats.
See, I'm back.
Tushes
today.
In the seats. There's many ways to express it.
So
that's
The lounge is open. Some great lounge fare. Three-course menu in the dining room, and of course our full menu is available also.
Address.
We just started brunch on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Another three-course menu for $39.
Wow.
And people are loving that also.
Of course. Is there salmon on it?
There's salmon on the night menu.
Okay.
There's a prime rib eggs benedict on the lunch menu. It's delicious. But you must promise to save room for dessert
because
the best part of the meal is the dessert. The chef came up with a press.
But this isn't Albert.
No, this is our chef, Richard Perez, came up with an amazing dessert. It's a pressed watermelon with passion fruit gelato and goat cheese.
Oh, now, I know
delicious.
That tastes good.
Delicious.
You've really done that somewhere delicious. Similar. I've had that.
Not for dessert, though.
Not for dessert,
That's
maybe.
The first time they've added that. But it's really good.
Okay, that's Willie's address.
The address is 69830. That's why we call it Willie's, because
yes.
it would be too long to call it 69830. Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, right on the corner of Highway 111 and Frank Sinatra.
Website.
Willie's RM.com.
I think so. Isn't it?
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm getting
restaurants.
Old.
I know. I know nothing about dentists. Okay. Willie's RM.com. Okay. Next one is 849
restaurant and lounge. We just introduced our summer special there, our three-course menu there. We just introduced that last week.
How much?
$49 also.
Gosh.
My favorites on there is probably the watermelon gazpacho, followed...
Somebody I took in there had that, and it was so refreshing. Somebody said put some vodka in it, but it's delicious.
We do that for parties. We
have
a vodka gazpacho shot.
Oh, really?
We do this.
Oh, we were kidding.
No, we do.
Oh, wow.
Tell them to hire us for a catering.
Yes.
Vodka gazpacho. Oh,
vodka gazpacho watermelon shots. Put your shirt in the dirt.
Delicious.
Okay, so summer menu, how many days a week?
And the poor people at 849 have to work every day, all day.
7 days.
They're working 7 days a week, and we just started to be open again all day long.
Yes.
We closed for a while after the pandemic, and just we took a break between lunch and dinner, but now no more break. We're there all day long.
But they're so such a wonderful staff.
They're amazing staff. They're amazing stuff.
And the menu in there, I'm crazy about the salmon niçoise salad. And I had some clients in there. I don't remember which ones they were. And the lady client said, this is the best salad I've ever had. Not that I've had recently, not in Palm Springs. This is the best salad that I've ever had. And these are people who eat out a lot.
That's nice.
I love it. I always have them because the green beans are 6 inches long. Mm-hmm. I always say, please chop mine up. But the salmon, it's a whole fillet mm-hmm. of salmon that's on the salad.
Yeah, there's a lot of great items on the bar menu, the lunch menu.
I'm swallowing.
Menu. Yeah.
But Albert's there.
Albert is there. He's in charge of the kitchen at the moment. So he's
doesn't matter what he does in the kitchen. What does he do with the desserts?
He's created some great desserts also. I think the favorite over there is the carrot cake with semolina.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Gosh. Website, address, phone number.
849.com, 849 North Palm Canyon Drive.
325-849-0. That's it. Add a zero. I said, if you can't find this restaurant, turn back and go home. Okay, now, we laugh about this because I'm the triple Scorpio, and I love the dark wood. I love 849. I was the first there the first day, the soft opening. I love Willie's, but they are white and beautiful. Delivery room, I call them. 1501. I love the ambiance in there.
That's good.
And those hanger doors that you open. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
We call them garage doors.
Yes.
Garage doors.
But I think they're even bigger than that, aren't they?
No, they're garage door size.
Okay, tell us about 1501. Who's working there?
Delia's there during the day, so you know Delia.
Yes.
Delia's been with me for 15 plus years.
So Delia's the manager there,
and Josh and Curtis are the managers at night. We're there every day except for Monday. We're closed Mondays, but we recently opened that all day also. So for everyone that's out there that likes all day drinking,
You
have two options, 849 or 1501,
yes.
All day long.
And they're very different. Describe the menu at 1501.
1501 Uptown Gastro Pub. So it's
gastro.
Pub food, comfort food, shepherd's pie, sandwiches, burgers.
I wish you could see the sandwiches are probably, what's that, 5 inches? Now, I know you think I can't get my mouth around one. Don't say anything smart. But the hamburgers are beautiful there. I mean, they're like a work of art.
The chef does a great job. Sal is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, I interrupted you. Okay, so it's 1501 Uptown Gastro Pub.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is called?
Again, it's gastro pub food. It's elevated pub food, comfort food.
Sure is.
The things that people love to eat. Shepherd's pie, fish and chips, we've got cod, we've got short ribs, sandwiches, dessert.
Tell me.
Blueberry cobbler with vanilla gelato.
Oh, my gosh. He's mean, isn't he?
large beer selection.
A large beer.
I, too, like the decor, the ambiance at 1501. It's very casual. All three restaurants are very different.
They're very different.
On my email, the bottom of my email, I have a tagline that says, equally beautiful but very different.
Oh, that's
perfect. They are.
I'll write that on my website if you don't mind. Equally beautiful, but very different. Actually, can you have breakfast at Willie's?
You cannot.
Okay.
Not yet.
Can you have breakfast at 1501?
No.
Can you have breakfast at 849?
No.
Okay, then I can't eat it all three. I was looking for all three in one day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Wait, you can have a late breakfast.
Okay.
So on the weekend, you could definitely come and have
brunch.
Then you can have an afternoon snack, and then you can come back for dinner or go to one.
I want to go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, people do that all the time.
See? So get us a frequent eater card.
Yeah. Remember how you said that I started the discounts with three-course menus?
Yes,
and
you did.
The all-day happy hour, I started that at Pierre's Acqua Pazza. Mm-hmm. Well, now, many years later, as things are going through the roof, the cost of foods, the cost of labor, et cetera, I'm trying to steer away from discount. So, other than our summer specials.
So I see.
We gotta get through the summer. The summer has slowed down a little bit this year, so.
Has it been terribly challenging for you supply-wise, or is it not supply but cost?
Not so much supply anymore, but costs. All our costs have definitely gone up.
Well, just don't drive anywhere.
And we try not to. We try not to raise the costs.
I know you.
We try not
You've
to put that. We want to definitely be affordable. I pride each of the restaurants for offering both an inexpensive menu in the bar and then fine dining in the dining room. So
that's
you
right.
can get a little bit of whatever we've got. Don't tell anyone this, but you can still get that $9 half cob salad in the lounge at 849. So you can get a salad, which people think is more than enough for dinner, and a glass of wine, and be out of there for less than $15.
Yes.
So
bless you.
No excuses for not coming.
You have believed in this community a long time.
I love Palm Springs.
Yes, and Scotland.
Yes.
Where's your next trip?
I'm going there. Actually, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, I just got back.
To get a little sun, and then we're going to Scotland on the 30th.
Okay. So. Blessings. Travel safely.
Thank
Come
you.
Back to us.
Thank you.
It's Joey English with Willie Ryan. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.